All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is kind of a secret thing. DP doesn't know about it. He left, and I decided, let's go ahead and just give you guys more fresh women anyway, right? 2 hours of being a dick and fresh women. You guys love this content, so let's just keep it coming. And I'll do this video for maybe about 30, 40 minutes and give you guys just a little something extra. So let's go ahead and do this. And if you guys, you know, you want to help out, got a Patreon at Grimm's Hentai, and there's also a Subscribestar at Grimm's Hentai Corner. Even if you're not here for hentai, just that's what you go to if you want to support me. So I might just call it Grimm's Degeneracy or something like that. But yeah, it really helps if you guys want to just throw me a little bit of extra money because I'm giving you guys some extra content, right? It helps, you know. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. There we go. That's how we do it. Where do I have to go, though? Maybe here? Nope. That looks like the right place. Wrong again. There are no signs telling me where to go. Maybe I should ask for information. Huh? Привет. Oh, Dylan, didn't see you there. What are you doing here, dude? You are a week too early. I know, I just came here to drop off some documents. Oh, good. Did you do it already? No, I don't know exactly where to go. Let me see. Oh, see that line over there? That's where you need to go. Oh, shit. But hey, that's what I'm here for. I know the girls who work there, and they let me cut the line all the time. Here, let me do that for you. Seriously? Even better, come with me. Hey there, cutie. Alright, says, hey there, cutie. I need to talk international business. Do I need a password? Oh, Dylan, you know you don't. Yes, but how else would I see those pretty eyes of yours? Oh, Dylan. Is it okay if my friend joins me? It goes against the rules of... Honey, you know how much I appreciate your talents. Do this little favor for me just this time. Yes, I do. I'll just drop them at the office and you can consider it done. He kind of dropped his accent there. Thanks, man. By the way, you didn't tell anyone about our secret, did you? Our secret? Yeah, man, you know. But it's your secret. We're partners in crime, man. I guess you're right. Don't worry, if we ever get caught, Chloe can bail us out. Chloe, I thought she didn't know. She doesn't, but she's the smartest girl you'll ever meet. She got me out of trouble several times now. Are the two of you... No, she's not my type, man. Why, are you interested? I can talk to her if you want me to. I mean, maybe. Speaking of which, she's probably at the book club right now. Let's go there. Oh. Welcome to the library. And? Oh, there she is. Hey, Dylan. Hey, Chloe. And oh, Grimm, I'm glad you're here too. Are you here to see our club? You know what? Yeah, I think I'll join you guys. That's great. Come, let me give you a tour. We usually have our meetings here. As you can see, there aren't many people around. This section is filled with old books that no one cares about. What are they about? I tried skimming through them. One of them seems interesting. It's about this town. They are mostly just some old history books. By the way, you said you had the book I needed. Oh yeah, let me go get it for you. They sure look old. Wait, what's that? That's my boss. She's a total MILF, dude. What is she doing in the cover of a magazine? It's about business, I guess. I'll check the main article. I found it! Huh? Hey, I'm back. Did you find anything interesting there? Yeah, my boss is on the cover of this old magazine. But the article doesn't say much. Oh, that magazine is garbage. It's just for the rich and powerful to stroke their egos. I guess your boss here is one of them then. I don't know much about her, only that she's friends with my mom. She doesn't like talking about her past or so it seems. That sounds like a job for Chloe. Dylan. She is like a PI. If it were back in the motherland, she would be KGB for sure. Chloe can find out anything about anybody.
Really? Anybody, Dylan?
Honestly, it's no biggie. People just share too much about themselves online.
Are you looking for someone?
You know what? I am looking for someone. My dad went missing when I was 6. I wanted to find out what happened to him. I think he was involved with some bad people.
This one is gonna be tricky.
I can't use the library's Wi-Fi for that, but text me whatever you know about him and I'll see what I can do.
I mean, you don't have to.
Are you kidding me? This sounds exciting. I told you, she can do this. I bet she can dig some dirt on your boss, too.
Apparently my landlady's husband used to work with Susan.
The plot thickens. So do you want Chloe to investigate it?
Okay, let's do it. And speaking of which, I have to go to work.
I'll text you with what I find.
I'll walk you out.
How?
Just how doesn't she know about you?
Hey, I have more than just one secret.
Okay, I should get going. Thanks for today, Dylan. You're a lifesaver.
No worries, bro.
Susan's clothing store. I'm still on time to meet Susan, thanks to him.
Ooh, I'm confused, guys. Gonna hit the old save button before I make a fool of myself.
Hello, Susan. Good, you're early.
You'll need to deliver this box to this address.
Just get there, ring the doorbell, deliver the box, and go home.
Simple as that.
There's a bike for you in the parking lot as well.
Do you have any questions?
Isn't her name is on the box together with the address.
Oh, okay then.
You can keep the bike as long as you remember to bring it to work when necessary.
Okay.
Delivery boy, huh? I wonder if the customer is hot.
Is that what we always wonder?
Maybe in these kind of games.
Okay.
Hello, delivery from Susan's clothing store to Miss Mai.
It's Miss Mai.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Wow, this boy is much more handsome than the previous one. What the hell has she got running around over here, folks?
What's going on here?
Honey, I can't carry weight. Can you just leave the box in the bag for me?
I can't carry weight! Wow, really? Shit, she didn't even specify what weight, how much weight.
Come with me, this way.
Right.
What a relief, that box is pretty heavy.
Thank you so much.
Honey, your shoulders are very tense. You're gonna be in pain tomorrow if you don't relieve your tension.
You're in luck, I'm a professional masseuse and I know exactly what you need.
Sit there for a minute, you can leave any time if you don't like it.
I have some time to spare today, so I don't think that's going to be a problem.
There, I found a muscle knot here.
Wow, she's really good and her hands are so soft.
What the fuck is going on here?
He has such firm and strong shoulders.
Are you enjoying it?
I didn't get your name yet.
I'm Grim. You're doing great. I'm feeling much better, ma'am.
Call me Mai, okay?
After carrying so much weight, you need to fully stretch your arms.
Yeah, I think so too.
Take off your shirt. I'm gonna massage your arms.
Well, I can't deny a free professional massage, can I?
This feeling, are those her?
Interesting.
A young handsome boy like you, you need to take care of yourself or you're gonna get hurt.
What a wonderful feeling. She's very gentle.
Are you a student at Minerva Bay College?
Is she doing it on purpose?
Her breasts are very soft.
Yes, I am, and I just got my classes
Excuse me. I just got in and my classes start next week. That's really good. Grim, I want you to lie down so I can give you a special brain massage? Oof. I don't know about that, guys. But to keep my massage table clean, you'll need to take off your pants. Okay. Also, you must be feeling uncomfortable with those heavy jeans. Yeah, they're quite heavy. I think I know where this is going. Take off the jeans. And I like it. Yeah, sure. My legs need to breathe a little. This massage will help your mind relax so you can study better. Damn, I can see one of her nipples. Wow, that volume in his underwear. He must be very big. You know what? You deserve one of my special massages. And what are those like? Very simple. I'm gonna relieve the tension in your pulmonary chakra. You're gonna breathe a lot better. But since you're a very strong boy, I'm gonna need to use the weight of my body. Does that mean that... Whoa! Stay still, okay? If you move, this massage may not have the desired effect. Let me do my magic. Wow, she's rubbing herself on my dick. What a wonderful feeling. She knows what she wants and she has no problem going after it. Moan softly. I can feel your chakra is very tension. It's asking to be released. I'm feeling something wet down there. Is she... she's not wearing panties. It's getting hot in here. I better take this off. Can you check my heartbeat? I love her attitude. Your heartbeats are perfect. Give me a hug, Grim. She's taking control of the situation. Close your eyes, Grim. Okay. Are they closed? Yes. Keep them closed. She's taking off my underwear. Wow. I've never seen one this big. It's time for you to massage me from the inside, Grim. Will it fit? Oh my god. She's so tight. Wow, it's much bigger when you're inside me. How does it feel, Grim? So fucking good. She's speeding up the pace. Yes, that's great. I've missed someone to have fun with. I miss having someone to have fun with. She's going too fast. Is everything okay with you? It's so tight, it looks like it's gonna crush my dick. Grim, I'm gonna come! That's it. Phew! Haha, wow. How are you feeling? That's all I needed right now. I'm impressed. It's not how I expected it to go. Me neither. What's that smell? My cake! Shit! I'm sorry, but you have to go now, delivery boy. I'll walk you to the door. It's okay. I appreciate your services. After today, I'm gonna need to rest my lower back for several days. Wait, what? She looked decades younger. Was I daydreaming? You're the best delivery I've ever received from Susan's store. Whatever, my job here is done. Wow, it's pretty late already. I just head home. This has been a weird day. Huh? Alyssa? Hey, Alyssa got some abs, doesn't she? I think she saw me. Bruh, I've been trying to get this woman's attention forever. Like, I'm starting to know what the incel feels like now. Be like, hey, how you doing? I'm Grim. Man, how much y'all want to bet? I'll go to wave at this woman. This woman ain't gonna say shit. She ain't gonna wave. She ain't gonna do nothing at all. It's gonna be like I ain't even there. It's like, what is it to say that for most women in modern times, men don't exist? Like, most men don't exist? I think I got it right. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning, so... But what I think, yeah, it's gonna be that. I'm not gonna exist. We're gonna do it. We're gonna wave. Oh, shit, she waved. Okay. All right, we're gonna take all that back. Go rewind all that. Okay. Oh, hey, it's Grim, right? Oh, no, that's Alyssa. That's not the other chick. I'm sorry, folks. I got this messed up with that other girl. Alyssa be cool. Nah, Alyssa does have some abs, though. This is one that was on my list. Reason why is, you know, she's an older woman. That's be more my style. Oh, hey, it's Grim, right?
Yep.
Do you live around here?
Not really.
I was just making a delivery for my boss. Wow, day one and you already have a job? That's impressive. How about you?
I'm heading home now. I live that way.
Me too. We can walk together.
So no dance lessons tonight?
Nope. That's the day after tomorrow.
By the way, you're coming, right?
Yeah, of course.
Give me the number. I'll text you later to remind you.
You're not getting off the hook so easily, Grim.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Sure. Why did you move to this town?
I mean, you told me it was for college, but usually people want to leave this town instead of coming here.
Is there something wrong with the city?
I wouldn't say wrong. The weather's nice and there's the beach, which is alright.
But,
that's it. There isn't a lot more to do here, you know?
What was it like in your old town?
It's fine, I guess. I mean, it's an actual guess because I don't remember much.
What do you mean?
So about a year ago, something happened and I spent a lot of time in a hospital. And now my memory's just kind of fuzzy.
Oh, you poor thing. So you don't remember anything from before that?
I remember some things. People, emotions, places. But they're all just flashes.
My mother helped me through a lot, though.
At first, I didn't remember her at all. The more I spent time with her, the more I remembered.
That must be so tough. Come here.
You can always make new memories after all.
But what happened to you, if you don't mind me asking?
Promise you won't laugh?
Why would I laugh? This sounds serious.
I was struck by lightning.
What? I guess I've never met anyone who could say that.
It's probably not something that happens on a daily basis.
Are you serious, though?
Of course I am. I even got the scars to prove it.
Oh, really? Here, wow.
Oh my god. You didn't have to do that, ha ha ha. I believe you.
Oh, now you do.
Ha ha ha.
Battle scars, I like that.
Hey, it's two embarrassing things you know about me. Or that's two embarrassing things you know about me now.
We need to even that score.
What? That wasn't embarrassing.
It was personal, though.
Come see me dance. That should be fair.
Okay, fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Great, I'll see you then.
By the way, this is where I live.
It better be good.
What?
The dance.
I'm not making any promises.
Ow. Today was a good day. Are you enjoying this game so far?
Yeah.
Would you take a moment to review the game? Reviews are the only way people know that my game is of high quality. Also, I read the reviews to find out what to fix in future patches.
Should I just upload the footage?
Like, I can do that, guy.
Do you want to review the game on itch.io?
Not right now.
Man, it's like there's a little man. Hey, you want to review the game?
No. Can I finish it first, and then I'll let you know?
Grim. Huh? Grim.
Someone's calling my name.
Sounds like Susan.
Get up, dipshit.
What the fuck?
Who is it?
It's Sue.
Get dressed and let's go.
Oh, that's the one. Okay, guys, when I was talking about Alyssa, I got her mixed up with Sue. And that's the first time Sue's been interested in me for anything, and it looks like she's about ready to give me an ass kicking. I don't know what the deal is with this one, but yeah, I thought dude was pretty much invisible to Sue, but now that they're working together, I just gotta put up with her. But Sue's kind of a bitch, but that's her personality. She might be more of a tsundere, like if we're going in anime or hentai terms, where she's hard on the outside, soft on the inside, you know, like a Keebler egg.
She speaks!
And she sounds exactly like Susan, too.
Uncanny.
Come on, Auntie has a job for you.
Auntie? Okay, ha ha ha. That wasn't a really joke. That wasn't really a joke. Didn't she say she let me know in advance? Consider me being here, her letting you know. What an asshole. Get your things, we're going on a little trip. Trip? I have to be back at night. You think I don't have anything better to do? Of course we'll be back before then. Oh man. Where are we going? To the beach house. A beach house? Not a beach house, the beach house. It belongs to Auntie Susan. She needs me to get something from there. She needs you then. You work for us now, smartass, so you're coming with me. Okay, I get it. The thing is, I just woke up. Yes, yes, we'll get you some coffee to go. I'll be waiting downstairs. Don't take too long. Bzzz. Hello? Hey, Grim. Sorry for calling you this early. Did I wake you up? No, but another girl did. They want me to go on the Chloe path, but I'm not really in the Chloe, so I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna be a bit of an asshole this time, guys. I'm sorry, I'm not interested in Chloe. You didn't, but someone else did. Your roommate? No, it's this girl from work. Oh, it's not like that, no worries. So I wanted to talk to you about something. Yes? I was about to do some digging and I thought we could talk about it first. You wanted me to find your father, right? Yeah. He has been missing for 13 years. I'm gonna help you, but I wanted you to know that... Or wanted you to know that, rather. I know. It's unlikely that you will find him. I just want to know what happened. But it's fine if you don't want to do it anymore. What? Of course I do. Don't worry, I'm on the case. I'll have more information soon. Thanks, Chloe. Talk to you later, Grim. Finally, princess. My god, it's so early. Get in. Here, I went ahead and got you some coffee. Take the coffee, brah. Thanks. You thank somebody when they fucking give you coffee. Thanks, Sue. Don't worry about it. Just don't spill it. So, Auntie and your mother are friends, right? Yeah, I just don't know how they met. My mother didn't say much, but it seems like they're good friends since your aunt gave me a job. Nobody knows a lot about Auntie Susan. Not even you? No, and it drives me crazy. I thought you were close. We are, I guess. What is it that you want to know? I want to know what her deal is. She's hiding something. I can tell. Can you just ask her? And say what? Hey, Auntie, I think you're a freak. What are you hiding? Okay, so what's the alternative? Auntie isn't an open book. I saw her on the cover of a business magazine. Auntie Susan? Yeah, it was an old magazine at the college library. And what did it say about her? Not much, to be honest. But my friend said the magazine was a big deal among the rich and powerful in this town. All I know is that she built her business from the ground up, all by herself. Is she related to your father or your mother? Neither. She married my father's brother, Uncle Charlie. He passed away a year ago. Car crash. We were very close. I used to hang out at their place a lot when I was younger. I guess that's why she keeps me close. We both remind each other of him. Whoa, she seems like a whole different person now. What are you looking at? I just told you things. Don't get all sentimental. Also, I'm telling you all this for a reason. Oh, what is it? I want you to keep an eye on her. For what? I don't know. Anything strange. Just don't be dumb. And if she finds out, you're dead. We're here. The beach house. Here, take these. You aren't coming? I'll stay here and keep an eye out. Keep an eye out? Are we really supposed to be here? Yeah, she asked me to get her suitcase. Suitcase, not her suitcase, lol. You'll see it as soon as you enter the house. Then why don't you do it? Quit bitching about it. I don't want Auntie to think I was snooping around her place. What if I get caught? Then you can always say you're new and got lost. Fine. But there better be something in it for me. Shut up and just go. Jesus, fine. Objective, find the suitcase. Click on doors and objects to explore. Special renders are unlocked by finding hidden magazines during specific parts of the game. Patrons decide who is featured in the special renders.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Gives you a reason to be a patron, folks. You get to pick what kind of renders go into the game. I found it. Well, I mean, an idiot could have done that. So it's inside that room. I must find a way around it.
Oh! It's not going to be that easy.
Oh. Looks like a masquerade mask and some interesting choices in clothing. Did Susan wear these? Man, I bet she looked hot in them. She definitely has the body for it. Definitely some interesting kinks. I would have never imagined. Well, that was cool. We found a reward. Remember, this one's still kind of, you know, it's being made, so there's a lot more that needs to be added. Like, it's talking about apps, and we don't even really have any apps in the phone yet. It doesn't even look like a phone. It's just a lot of stuff that still needs to be kind of honed in. Whoa, what the? Dylan would definitely find this interesting. Maybe I should call him. Hello? Hey, Dylan, this is Grim. Grim, what's going on, buddy? So, do you remember that MILF on the cover of that magazine? Do I remember? I haven't stopped thinking about her. Isn't she your boss? Yes, she is, and I'm at her house right now. What are you doing at your boss's house? Don't tell me she invited you for overtime. No, man, I just came to get something. She's not even here. Only I ended up finding some kind of sex dungeon. It's full of dildos and some leather clothes here. Oh, I get it. You went through her underwear drawer, right? You pervert. It's nothing like that. Alright, man, I'm not judging you. I'd do the same. What? That's not what I'll send you a picture. You know what I mean. Let me tag the location as well. You gotta see this place. Anyway, gotta go. I'll talk to you later. Why so many? I guess Susan has a fetish or two. These boxes are sealed. I better not open them. Whoa, she's still here? Huh? Oh shit. I thought I saw something. It's probably nothing. Apparently she's just leaving. That was a close one. There was a picture here before. Maybe her late husband? We should leave your boss's house, mate. It's all empty. Yeah, those little digital cat ears. Takeout packages. I guess she didn't want to cook yesterday. Yeah, I ordered some Chinese food today, too. Salads tomorrow, though, folks. It's locked. None of the keys Sue gave me seem to work. There's probably another key somewhere in the house. Man, it's like I'm a secret agent in the 70s or something. Okay, yeah, yeah. You know, you figure there might be keys here, but I don't see shit. Oh, my hands started moving on their own. Somehow I knew exactly what I was doing. I know this melody from before. Alright, so that's just gonna lead outward. Okay, here we are. Probably her favorite toy. She seems lonely. Makes sense she'd keep one of these close by. A notebook with Susan's handwriting. Lots of stuff about the store. There's a note on it. Boy, is that me? Keep an eye on the boy. Not ominous at all. It's a very nice view. Wait, who's that? Sue? I can't believe it's her. She's supposed to be keeping an eye out for Susan. So that's where she went. There seems to be nothing important there. A key. It must open some important door. There's also a phone here. I can't unlock it, but I can read the last text notification. Unknown sender. Last night was great. Can't wait for the next one. The key worked. Okay, so she's kind of an e-girl. That's supposed to be Mega Man? Kinda. Looks like it a little bit, huh? Are you sure you want to end free roam? Not yet. Let me look around. There's really nowhere else to go. You have the suitcase. Are you sure you want to end the free roam? Yes. That's one heavy-ass suitcase. I should bring it to Sue. No fucking way. Looking good, Sue. Enjoying the view. You didn't tell me she was gonna be there. What? Did you get caught? You would know that if you were really keeping an eye out. I thought she was at her place in town. At least you got the suitcase. Yeah, no thanks to you. And no, she didn't see me. Really? It's kind of badass. So what did you find out? Nothing. She's very normal. I mean, too normal maybe. There was a portrait with no picture though. She seems like someone who's hiding something. Now you're getting it. Okay, what now? I'll get you home. But this is far from over. Will you keep an eye on her for me? Fine. Good. We didn't talk much during the ride back. I texted Dylan the location of the beach house. He might be useful if I'm gonna help Sue. But I think we could become friends. What are you smiling at, fucktard? Maybe not. Okay, let me get out of your way. Hey! What now? Thanks. Oh, you're welcome, I guess. Wow, it's afternoon already. Help. Hey, Twinkle Toes. Hey, Julia. What's up? I'm calling to tell you I've been practicing a lot. All right, maybe I'll do some practicing myself. That's what I like to hear. So when are we gonna play again? Well, I'm always at the mall on Mondays, but maybe we can meet up before that. My boss works at the mall, so I'll probably be there often. Cool, I'll hit you up the next time I'm there then. Hey, thanks for playing with me. The guys from school think this game is lame. Ah, yes, she is a schoolgirl. I'd almost forgotten about that. Should I be hanging out with a schoolgirl, though?
I mean, she's into him, but for the wrong reasons. So we're gonna put a big nope on that, guys.
Yeah, maybe not. Too young for me. Grim? Grim, are you there? Yeah, sorry, I'm here. You went silent there. Huh? Oh shit, Lily's calling. Hey, there's something else I'd like to talk to you about. Sorry, got another call. What were you saying? Oh, never mind then. Oh, it sounds like it's important. We'll talk when I see you next time. Don't worry. Alright then. Talk to you later. See ya. Hey, Lily. Grim! I was wondering if you're not busy, you could come by later. Oh, the sink thing? The sink thing. So what do you say? Sure, I'll drop by later. Don't take too long. Alright, see you soon. Apparently her husband isn't back yet. Ring. Click. Lily? Who is this? It's me, Grim. Oh, right, the sink. Come in. Hey. Alright, guys, and that's where we're gonna leave off for now. I know it's not that long, but hey, we got more coming, don't worry. So, this is kind of a secret thing that just between us, you know, co-host doesn't know about it. I mean, he did know that I did one, but he didn't know I did this one. So, yeah, we're just gonna go ahead and do this one as kind of a special. And, you'll see more of it, because I like this game. And, you need to pick it up right now for $10 at Patreon, on itch.io. And you can even get episode 5, which we're not even close to yet. So, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for Fresh Women. We'll be back later with more Fresh Women on Grimm's Adult Games Corner.